Well, I definitely can relate to the, you know, with the big ballot, you can actually go through each thing, and if you have any doubts or questions or research, you can look it up. I did on one item. It was a ballot proposal for redoing the Macomb County Charter, and that one threw me for a curveball. I'm like, why is this here? You'd think I'd have heard something about this. And so I did some research on that to find out what's this all about, who's driving this, why. And it turns out that no reason. It's just that when they created the charter, it happened in a year ending in 4 and 1404, you know. And it's just written into it as every 10 years we shall put it on the ballot to, you know, to revamp the county charter. So it just was an automated thing. So I'm like, are there any issues? And nobody has any issues. So why go through the trouble and the expense? But so I voted no on that. But I was trying to figure out why is this here, and then I come to find out that because it has to be by charter. And other than that, pretty much I knew everything. When it comes to them weird ones like, you know, regents for, you know, MSU and stuff like that, I don't pretend I could even possibly get enough information to know. I don't know enough about what the position does, who the candidates are, how they may or may not affect that. I just, there's no way I could be informed enough to make a reasonable choice on any of those. So I leave those blank. And, you know, and that goes for even the partisan ones, you know, because if you don't go, you know, ticket, then you got to make the decision there. And I just leave them blank because, you know, just forget it. I just don't, you know, I just don't know enough about those positions or the people running for them to make an informed decision. So that's always a choice. But, you know, you could still do that. You could still look at the ballot in advance and you know, at home. And then when you go in, you just kind of like, you know, you'll have it all figured out. So there's still ways to do that. But, no, I like the absentee. It's got its benefits, but there is something nice about on election day just going down there and showing them who you are or pretending you're somebody who's dead or something like that and getting 2 votes in.